All right. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our special movement, Fun with Movement show here for the Sweet Spot Solution. And I'm excited to have all of you here because I have a special guest, and I'm really excited that Maria has agreed to do this. I know she has a super busy schedule, and she's agreed to come and talk to us. Maria is special in that her enthusiasm like fills a room, and she's passionate about helping people to get their blood sugar under control via diet, lifestyle, and movement. She's been trained as a personal trainer, so she's really knows her stuff when it comes to the fitness piece. She's also in our nutritional endocrinology training program, and she's gone through our insulin resistance practitioner training. And she's so passionate that she goes up to people in public and she talks to them about this stuff. That's how passionate she is. And it's interesting because those people really appreciate when she does that, you know? So I invited her here. She is my personal trainer. She stepped in as my personal trainer when my local personal trainer got sick and couldn't do it anymore, at least for a while. And Maria said she could do it online. And I'm like, wow, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to wait for her to get here. Wow, this sounds really cool. So we started working out online together. And she is so amazing because she meets me at my level. Like if I'm feeling like, oh, I'm doing a fast or I just got injured, she tapers down the exercise to meet that. Even though I am a nutcase and want to keep going and push myself too hard, she also pushes me when I'm going, oh, no, just two more. No, you could just keep doing more, because she knows my limitations. And she's really good at balancing exercise, because a lot of us, me included, get into the one thing you love to do. Like I love to run. And so I'll just run. And she goes, you know, your body gets used to that. It's not helping you much anymore. You've got to have variety in there. You got to use your whole body. So I invited her here because she knows a lot about how it works for blood sugar balance, for brain, and she's going to share with us and show us some things. One of the things she pointed out to me the other day, and I went, you know, that's right, is that I push the burst training, and everybody tries to do it and then feels bad if they can't. She says, you know, there's times when that particular type of training is not appropriate for somebody, and why can't we teach them some other ways to move their bodies so that they do get the benefits and they do get the blood sugar lowering without overtaxing their systems or their particular joints or whatever. Now, you know, Maria's really good also at helping you to find the right exercise for you. Like she has limitations with an old rotator cuff injury. So she works out really intensely, but she has specific things she does to avoid aggravating that. When I hurt my foot or my hamstring, she would still keep me going at that intensity, but with cautions for those areas. And that's what I would love for her to be able to impart with you today, is that you don't need to be a marathon runner. In fact, it's probably not a great idea anyway. You don't need to be training at the gym, at the CrossFit gym, 2 hours a day. You don't need to be bench pressing, you know, 300 pounds. Like my son says, oh, I just deadlifted 325 pounds. I said, great, I just did 25 pounds. And that's okay, right? We can really be able to get our bodies toned and fit while taking care of ourselves. And the toning and the fitness is so important for your blood sugar balance, for your brain to be functioning optimally, for your heart, for your lungs, and for every part of you. And as an anti-aging antidote, right? It just really keeps you able to keep up with young people when you're much older. I have lots of people that say to me, God, I wish I could be as strong and fit at my age as I am at yours, you are at yours, and you're 20 years older than me. I have that all the time. And it's really important that we don't lose that function as we age, that we don't get to the point we can't lift the grocery bag, somebody else has to do it for us. And that's what our society thinks happens as we age. And I know there's a lot of younger folks in this program, but there's also a lot of people that are more in the considered older, I don't buy it, but considered, you know, the over 40, over 50 crowd is considered the older generation. Nah, 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 nah. Let's just keep our bodies fit and strong and balanced, both nutritionally and fitness-wise, so that you just keep going. Like our friend, what's her name that does the she does the skydiving, and she's like 95, and the one that does the gymnastics, who's like 85, right? And I just saw somebody 106, and she'd been doing, what was it, ballet or some kind of dance. Somebody just posted it. She's 106, and she's still doing it.
There's a 103-year-old lady who just finished a marathon.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? So we don't have to buy into those myths. And when we buy into those myths, it changes your brain chemistry so that you manifest those myths. So let's just let go of the idea of getting old. Yeah, we all age and things shift and we adapt our exercise and our eating program according to it. So without further ado, I'm going to let Maria take it away.
Oh, well, thanks for having me here. It's always a pleasure. And like you said, yes, I'm passionate about not only fitness, but a healthy lifestyle because of my own personal journey. And, you know, what I know is this, the body is really a perfect machine and we kind of screw it up. I want to do the least as possible to screw it up. You know, after I learn how badly or how greatly I can influence my body and my mind, that's when I became really passionate and I left the corporate world to do what I'm doing now. You know, I believe that fitness is movement, and movement is life, period. And the movement in life is to allow us to do multiple things in life. Is not only to walk, but it really is to get down and get up. It is to stretch to get something from there. This is life. We sometimes take for granted what we do on a daily basis. And as you know, at the younger age, we don't really pay attention, right? Unless we push too hard and then we get injured, then that's when the kids, I'm going to say kids up to 30s or something, you know, they realize, oh my God, what did I do? But they can recover faster. As we are aging, the body actually changes, our hormones change, and it is up to us to have a more delicate view of this body and a more profound impact through our lifestyle. That's what I think. And exercise is indispensable, essential for life. And not only for us to, when you say, you know, to have energy to exercise, but it's energy is on a cellular level. It's from all our organs, and fitness help energy in a cellular level, but also for us to actually keep doing the things that we love. When you mentioned about the aging beautifully, I just actually had a webinar that I did, what was it, last week or the week prior, about Alzheimer's, because it was month of June, and is Alzheimer's and brain health awareness. And, you know, aging beautifully, exercise is obviously one of the ways to prevent or minimize Alzheimer's. But it is, you know, how well we want to be living. And some people might say, you know, well, the examples that you guys give and is very inspiring on, you know, folks on their late 90s, beginning of their hundreds, and they're still doing things. You know, I meet quite a number of people. And a lot of times people say, you know, I don't care to live that long. Or some people say, oh, I want to live really long. Well, my question to either one of them is, or my point is, what is the quality of life that you want to live? The day that the universe or God takes you away from here, how do you want to be feeling? Two is, if you're going to live long, how are you going to be feeling? Are you going to be in a bed? You know, or you actually want to be able to walk, even if it is slow, but go to that park and hold hands with your partner or with your grandchildren, whatever that is, to be able to actually read a paper. That is where exercise comes. You know, it's essential for brain health. And obviously part of the program that you're teaching is, you know, the sweet spot is about blood sugar, you know, management and insulin sensitivity. So when we're talking about exercise, is to use exercise or movement, let's put it this way. Sometimes, you know, the word exercise gets thrown away and people get scared. You know, I don't want to do this because they only think about heavy weights and all that. Although weight training is part of what I really want to talk today as well. You know, it's helping with the weight training and physical activity, to increase the insulin sensitivity and also managing the blood sugar. So that is what also helps. Obviously, if a person has type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, there's different kind of ways that we have to balance this, right? But exercise is still, you know, indispensable for the management of that.
Yep.
And, you know, you're going to teach a lot more on that technicality. You know, I don't think I need to get into the nits and get, and, you know, the small pieces of this conversation. But I do want to highlight to people is this. It doesn't matter if we're talking about, you know, inflammation, prevention of cancer, osteoporosis, osteopenia, blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, hormone stabilization, weight management, insulin sensitivity, glucose utilization, gut motility, asthma, falls, prevention of falls. Exercise is it. You know, it is part of that protocol.
Yeah.
It is part of the protocol. I'm sorry. If you're doing the same thing every day, and if you're going for the walks, it's great. You know, there's no couch potato if you're going for your walks every day. Yet, I'm going to encourage you today to take steps to go beyond those walks, because the body needs a lot more than those walks. Okay. Back on the day, right, when we didn't have the TV, when we didn't have the movie theaters, when we didn't have the computers and the tablets and the phones and all that, how did people move? Well, they run to get their food, they squat to make their food, they reach out into the trees, they're moving everywhere, every location. They were doing what is called functional movement. And these things about going to the gyms, and you probably have seen less and less and less of, you know, trainers specifically, you know, the old style training. I still know some of the trainers that still do the normal bicep kind of stuff and says, okay, that is okay, but that's not really functional. What exactly in life that we just use by just doing this? I mean, not much, right? We grab here, we gotta get a posture, gotta get up, gotta go up, gotta stretch, right? So this is what is called functional movement. So we've got to be attentive to doing those things that we're utilizing multiple muscles in the body, because as we age, you know, and for prevention of osteoporosis, osteopenia, and so on, you know, it is about getting the bones strong and the muscles to protect this. And that is strength training. And strength training will help with insulin sensitivity. It's going to teach the body, a well-trained muscle is going to teach the body to say, hey, grab that glucose right now that is running for utilization. So most of the people I think on this call and listening to this are women.
And I would say a good 80% probably, yeah.
How many?
Probably 80%.
80%, okay.
Yeah.
80% of the women. I would like to, you know, if I know that I'm not sure how many people are in the call, but if you want to put in the chat, you know, how many of you are doing weight training today?
Yeah, please do put that in the chat. I'd love to hear that.
Okay. And how diversified, you know, how do you diversify your fitness today or your physical activity? Do you go for your walks? Do you do some yoga? What kind of things do you do? Do you do the same kind of walk? Do you do the same kind of run? You know, I got injured years and years ago in my 20s. Okay, I had a bone fracture because I was running a lot and about the same speed. I was running 6 times a week. I was running about 40 plus miles, 7 miles, 5 times a week, 9 miles on a Saturday. I would have one day of rest. And before I know, boom, this pain, and end up being a bone fracture. Right? And why is that? Because I'm doing too much of the same thing, right? At the time, I knew nothing about health, okay? Nothing. I was just young, I had energy, and I had a lot of energy from eating sugar and caffeine and energy drinks. Poor diet, I'll say that, but the body goes to a certain point, the body can put up with that, right? But we start depleting through poor nutrition. We deplete our vitamins, we deplete our minerals, and then before we know, you know, injuries start happening.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't matter how fit you are. It's going to start happening because the body is doing its best. And one day, poof, that's what happens. And that's what happens a lot of times in osteoporosis.
That's right? What happens. All of a sudden, the hip breaks, right?
And right. Goes, oh, right. No. And you're like, what am I doing?
What did I do? Right?
What did I do? Right? Actually, there is this very good book that I just listened to it again. I love this book, and I'm so glad that I listened to it again. It's called Let Your Mind Run. You might have heard me talk about this book. It's just so inspirational. This lady, the Dina Castor, she is a bronze, bronze medalist in marathon. And she wrote this book in 2018. It's her own story. She's a runner, obviously. But she actually talks about the way that she views that she reached, you know, the success that she did was not through training only. It was actually through mindset and gratitude and the power of controlling our minds. And then, you know, she went through stages and all of a sudden, you know, she realizes and she started playing so much with her mind. You know, with her mindset, with her gratitude, with her saints to get her to the next level.
Nice.
So after she won, actually, the Olympic medal, she had other goals, you know, because she hadn't won ever a marathon, although she got a medal. So she started training, you know, locally in different countries and all that. And she had this one place she really wanted to go. And she was so prepared. I mean, she was on the top notch. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, she had this, it was hers in her mind. There's nothing in front of her, you know, and in the book, I encourage people to listen because it's so inspiring, her story. And she started running, and I cannot remember what time, you know, but very in the beginning of the run, boom, she feels like a pain in her foot. And she's like, what the hell, right? And then she takes another step, she falls, and she cannot get up. Certainly the story, she broke, you know, bones in her foot, being in this level of fitness, the best she has ever been. So she couldn't believe, obviously, she was devastated, right? And all that kind of stuff. And go to find out what was wrong, you know, she started looking into all kinds of lab tests and all this. Well, the doctor says, seems like you have early signs of osteoporosis. She's like, what do you mean? I mean, look at all this fitness. Says, well, due to what? Extremely low levels of vitamin D.
Mm.
So here is somebody who is very fit, and she was an impeccable in her diet too. She had transformed, you know, for performance, really. She started studying herself and diets and got the best of the best to kind of give, you know, and she's cooking and doing this and that, hydration to the, I mean, measuring everything, right? And that's what it takes for that kind of level of performance, total focus.
Yeah.
But, you know, here it is. The bones got weakened over time, right? And all of a sudden, poof, broke.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
It is a comprehensive approach.
Yeah.
Obviously, you and I and anybody in the health industry, I don't think our goal is to scare anybody. You know, oh, it's too much to do, or it's this and that and that. You know, or I can't do this, so I cannot perform, or I cannot go to this level, or I'm too old, or, oh, my God, I got to look into vitamins, I got to look into supplements, I got to look into nutrition, I got to look into getting always ahead. It becomes overwhelming, you know, I mean, really overwhelming. And that's not the goal. You know, the goal is really to take what I say is imperfect action, and took me as a, you know, entrepreneur a long time to understand that. I didn't understand that in the corporate world, right? Because you have a task and go for it. And in the entrepreneurship, if you don't take these imperfect actions, you know, to any aspect of my personal life and the business, things are going to fall apart. And they did fall apart. I fell apart, right? And so it's like to say, once we have our mindset into where we want to go, right, which is, okay, how do I want to age? What kind of quality of life? What can I do today? We take that one little step. And today, we want to kind of, I'm going to demonstrate a few things that you can do to take that step. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed about, oh my God, but I can only do that one exercise, or I have osteoporosis, or I have osteopenia already, or I have, oh my God, my shoulder. Look, my shoulder. I went from having over 2 years on the right shoulder from volleyball, okay, that I stopped playing this sport that I love. I played for years. And I says, this got to heal, but I never stopped, you know, doing my workouts. And then in December, I fell on a ski trip in my left shoulder now. You see right here? I still feel the pain, doing pull-ups to the pain. So I'm in recovery, you know, myself. Yeah. And I had for a while long, you know, problems with the knees. I had a stress fracture. I have stuff. But exercise is also the tool that allowed me to get back on my feet. We cannot stop, folks. Movement is the answer to no matter what kind of issue we're going, from clarity, from brain health, from anxiety control, to overwhelm, to obviously some weight management, because it's going to allow us to think more clearly and make better decisions, not so much to lose the weight, but it's really to stay on top of what is best for us, right? To recover, to allow to strengthening other muscles. So today, you know, like the exercise I did today was overhead squats over here, but lighter, but small reps, and then pull-ups. I could feel a tweak, but I also don't feel the tweak if I do perfectly right and, you know, correct, but also paced. So there is always a way.
Yeah.
And if you want to have that way, you can do it. You can do it. Just like I do it, like many other people do it. It's just a matter of, do you want hard, you know, enough? Do you want hard enough?
Do you want, yeah, because when you really focus on what you really want and you see a certain activity or diet or whatever as the path to get there, you're going to want it if the prize is at the end of the thing. And I think part of it starts with where you start too, is that mindset. Like, okay, what is it that I really want? That I want enough to give up my cookies and ice cream, and that I want to spend some time moving my body.
Right. It is a trade-off. You know, it is absolutely a trade-off. I like to, you know, and people say, oh, I don't have the time. You know, I got too much going on with the kids and whatever. And look, I don't have the kids, so I'm not going to speak from that angle. I mean, that's a life that really requires discipline. You know, but it is possible. I know of many moms who are still taking care of their kids, but it's still their fight, their time in, because they know what? That is their sanity.
Yes.
The mothers who are actually exercising and keeping up, it doesn't matter how long or how, you know, short or long, that are into their fitness, they're happier, they're smiling, they're teaching their kids. This is a lifestyle that they're bringing for their kids. And when they come home, they're a better mom, more relaxed, more in control.
Yeah.
You know, that is done through, you know, how many moms go through their, you know, their exercising. If they're exercising before, you're going to see that these ladies are not going to stop exercising until the last minute, because they know how important it is for them.
Yes.
It's an obsession. It is, they know how they feel.
Oh, it's important. And obsession, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, they're calling it orthorexia, people who are obsessed with their health, and they're caught, you know, fitness addicts. It's not an obsession, unless you're doing it at the expense of the rest of your life. But for us to be focused on every morsel we eat being good and beneficial, every movement we make and every breath we take being right, that's not a disease, as modern, you know, folks, and probably the drug companies and the big food companies want us to believe, oh, just don't worry about it, eat whatever. So I love what you're saying, and that people need to focus on what they can do and ever expand what they can do by learning how to move. And there was a couple of people who wrote, Linda Liu in particular wrote that she has severe osteoporosis. She wants to know what kind of bursts. Another person, Kate Capps, says, I also need to know low impact bursts. And then what else? Some people are saying about how often they do it. Most, you know, the ones that have answered, Jahandanavana, I never can say her name right. Sorry. Not doing weight training. Angelique says very infrequently doing it. And Angelique is 31. So, you know, it's not just if you're 65 and 75. Denise says she's doing it twice a week. Good for you. Vicky says she's not doing it. I think this is Angelica. That says mixing in dance, hikes, and different body weight exercises. Okay, so
that's really important
as well. You know, body weight sometimes is better than weights because, boy, your body usually weighs more than those weights, right?
Oh, yeah, no. And by the way, what I'm saying about weight training, I'm not only saying that you have to have, some dumbbells by you. No, the body is weight.
That's right. So,
I'll give an example over here how different the weight of the body can impact. So I can do a squat, right? Just right here, okay? That's about 45 degrees angle, okay? If you look from the side, right? Squat right here and up and down, right? This is, let's say, the ability that I got to do. Well, that incline right there is small, so I'm not lifting a ton of weight. But for some people who are overweight, that is a lot of, or obese, that is a lot of weight. Because they're not doing this, period. Okay? So this is the beginning. Now, if you get halfway, whoa, you're going to feel it. Oh, wow, there's quite a bit more weight. Now, as you progress and you can get all the way down, that is a lot more weight.
Right.
And then you can add a few dumbbells to it. You know, the weight is to get stronger. And again, boom. Right?
Yeah.
So
progressive, right?
It's progressive. We got to find out what is the beginning.
Yeah.
But the pain, you know, that we have, let's say, in the knee or in the shoulder or this or that is not an excuse. It cannot be an excuse because there is multiple exercises. There's multiple ways we can continue to move the body.
And you don't want, and I want to just say, to reiterate on that, it's not an excuse. And you also don't want to move through the pain and you lift weights in a joint that has pain. You want to learn to modify those movements and do other movements instead. So don't think when she says it's not an excuse, doesn't mean, oh, just bear with it.
I'll just bear with it.
Right? No, that's not right. And by the way, we're having a big thunderstorm. So if I get disconnected, keep going.
Okay.
And Lynn will come back in and I will pop in on my phone. So big storm. It's like, rah. So I just don't want to lose.
No. And I'm going to say something else in addition to what you just said here, because this is important. So I just mentioned that today, you know, we have to check in with the body all the time. Okay. And every time we move, that is beyond just walking. If you're already walking, if you're a couch potato, walking is going to be already something for you, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning. That's the beginning for that person.
Right.
Right? A person who has been sick and laying down and all that, look, walking, yes, that is movement and that is gracious. We've got to be grateful for that. If you're capable of doing more than walking, which most probably people in this call are, we got to pay close attention to the information the body gives us, not ignore.
Right.
So, for example, I, with this recovery on my shoulder, you know, once or twice a week, whenever I work out, I do certain movements to test how stronger I am getting, how much pain I have by doing this. And sometimes I go through like the pull-ups today, right? Depending on the way I grab that bar and I pull the muscle, if I use my lats correctly, I don't have the pain. If I slouch, right, and I get careful, let the carefulness go, then I'm going to feel the pain. So this is the body saying, hey, lady, move the muscles correctly. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what I love it, the deadlifts. I'm doing some side jobs, and there is some back pain. Okay, that I'm incurring for being standing quite a bit. So today I did a bunch of deadlifts. So what did I do? Let me check on my form on this deadlifts, because if I do it correctly, I'm not going to feel my back.
That's right.
I'm going to feel what? My hamstrings.
Show them what a deadlift is for those who don't know.
Oh, deadlift, you can do with dumbbells, right? Or you can do with a bar. So with a dumbbell,
or you can do it with a can of something you're not eating anymore. Instead of throwing them away, you can use them for your exercise routine.
Yeah, actually, I can demonstrate. Hold on, let me get a bar over here. So that's another way to demonstrate. So this is a bar. It could be anything long. And sometimes just for purpose of position, for form, you can do this with a PVC bar, with a broom or something, just to get the form right, right? So, yeah. You know, so if you have a bar like this, so, you know, you see my hands are just outside my hip over here, right? And my feet are the same thing, and I'm going to go down like that. So from the side, so you can see better. So look at my hips going back. This bar is going glued, and I'm going down. So what is working? My hamstring and my glutes, right here.
Mm. Yeah, now, I shouldn't do your back if you're doing.
So my back is straight. If I don't pay attention to my back, right, to my form, if I don't pay attention that I gotta lift with the hamstring, the back is gonna curve, and before I know, I'm doing this. You see, back curve and boom, and I'm going forward too much. I'm lifting off. That's the back thing that works. That's not it. That's not what we want, right? So we can do the same thing with dumbbells. You know, you can create dumbbells over here, put your shoulders back, and go down and up. Go down and up. It's all about the posture, and that's where sometimes I believe that women get... I don't know if the word is afraid or intimidated, maybe, you know, or they're really, I think the fear is of getting injured, because we, especially women, we want to be going and doing things and sometimes have a lot of family stuff and we like to take care of everybody else than us. So if they feel like they're going to get injured, they cannot do things, they cannot do the things they want to do, then they're not going to do it at all.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where this strength training sometimes, like, you know what? I don't want to do this thing. I'm going to get injured. Or they go to the gym and they just do the machines. And then it's ineffective a lot of times. Because still they're not doing the number of reps or weights and things like that. Right? Or they're taking too long in the rest. I mean, it really, it's an individualized approach. That's where, you know, I strongly believe and recommend that getting back to it, assuring that you actually make transitions to improve and keep improving, get a trainer. Even if it is, you know, get somebody to get you started, and then once a month or once 2 months, you get back into a couple more sessions and say, hey, this is where I'm at, and let's continue to grow and show you growth.
Yeah.
You know, I have clients that they see me once a week and they do their stuff during the weekdays. I keep them accountable. And once a week, they push, they see different things, and it's like, wow, 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 I can do more. So they go and do more, right? Yeah. On their own is difficult, you know?
I will say, I am an exercise fanatic, and you know that. Yet, how many times have I said, okay, I'm gonna see you once a week, and then the other twice a week, I'm going to do it on my own. And you say, so how'd you do with that? And I'm like, yeah, I did 5 push-ups yesterday, but then I got busy. You know,
right.
So, and I'm a fanatic about it. So personally, in my ideal world, I have enough money to come to have somebody come to my house every day, give me a massage, get me worked out, you know, but I don't, that's not my thing, but I can work out with you. We try for 2 or 3 times a week, but you know, with our schedules, it doesn't always work out, but we do at least that once a week. And the weeks when I travel and you say, come on, let's do it. Get up early before you go to your class. And I'll go, yeah. And then I get out of oomph for it, because I just don't have the oomph on my own. So it's accountability, right? It really is the accountability that I love.
Yeah, and that's why most people end up hiring a trainer. You know, is to get them accountability, to push them to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know, and working with them, and just not like you said, you know, a good trainer and a person who has gone beyond training, which good is my case. He's going to look at the individual as a whole. What else is going on in their lives? And can, you know, think and discuss other things that is going to help them in their fitness, but also in supporting the fitness, if it is the sleep, if it is the nutrition, if it is whatever that is.
Yeah.
A lot of trainers out there is like, okay, well, eat your broccoli and chicken, you know, and pump the animal protein. Well, that doesn't fit everybody, you know? It doesn't fit. I mean, I had a woman who was PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, and I was so mad because she was seeing a personal trainer, and she came when we met, and she's like, oh, I've been seeing this guy, and I get exhausted after the sessions. And I said, did you tell him that? Did you tell him that you have PCOS? And he says, yes, I did. And he told me that's normal to feel exhausted after the sessions. And I said, you got to freaking fire this guy, you know? And if you want, I will write a prescription. You tell him what to do, you know, because she had paid the guy, right? She had paid sessions. She's not going to left those sessions unpaid, but this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
It's one thing to feel, you feel your muscles, you feel a little tired, but if you exercise to the point where you just have to lay on the couch the rest of the day and maybe the next 2 days, you've gone beyond your capacity. Your body's telling you, no, 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 no. We have to exercise to the point of feeling like every rep that I'm doing, it's like, do I really do two more? I got two more. And then you move on to the next exercise, et cetera. That's one thing. But if I get out, like one time we did do that, and it was during a fast, and I didn't tell you I was fasting, and I just pushed through, and you'd go, okay, this and this and this. And afterwards, I was like, I felt like all I wanted to do was sleep.
Oh, wow.
And I told you the next time, you said, why didn't you tell me? Like, I would have toned down the thing. I said, I didn't want to be a wimp. No, it's not being a wimp. It's being conscious and caring about your own body.
Right. Yes, it is. So, okay. So I think that, you know, we got to demonstrate a few things, simple things.
So the main things are, you know, people want to talk about osteoporosis and what they can do. And then low impact bursts, if there's some good impact bursts, because she shattered her left knee, left ankle in the past. That was Kath. And then Kathleen said she's doing weight training with a personal trainer. Good for you. Barb is doing walking, rebounding weights, a little yoga, hiking. Yay. Christy, some weights and walking and dancing, but not much diversity. So hopefully we'll give you some of that. Linda Lou said she walks and wears a weight vest 3 times a week during her walk.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then let's see. Power walking, Barbara. Intermittently with bursts and mini trampoline with weights. Yay. Hasn't been consistent with weights. Liz, 8 to 20 pound weights. Wow. An 8 pound medicine ball for burst training. Try to switch up moves, 5 mile hikes in a couple of weeks. You sound like you're a superstar there.
Fantastic. Don,
what's the name of the book? Oh, The Running.
Let Your Mind Run. Dina Caster.
Dina Caster, K-A-S-T-E-R, C-A-S-T-E-R.
I believe it is, yes.
You can miss that.
D-E-A-N-A, but you're going to see it's a pose of a woman running. She's, I think, in a pink, in a memoir of gratitude or something like that. If you put, and I really recommend the Audible.
Yeah.
Because the Audible, you can feel her intonation. You can feel her excitement. You can feel her passion. It's really, you're gonna dive into this stuff with her. And in a book, when we read, is not the same. I honestly think that's a perfect book for that. Audible is a perfect for that.
Yeah.
You can always put your clips and go back to sessions, listen all over again. Like I said, I listen for the second time. It's just so inspiring.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I listen. For me, it helps me exercise longer. Because I go, I'm just going to listen to this chapter or two, and they go, oh, I'll listen a little longer. I don't want to stop now. And then I exercise more. Let's see. Sue says, thank you for mentioning your shoulder. She has rotator cuff. Lynn points out her husband is a nurse, and a lot of nurses have rotator cuff injuries. Jahanu, computer job from home. So that's why bursting on mini trampoline works. And the last one was Lynn likes to take dance breaks, especially when grandkids are over, or go outside with the dogs and chase them around. And
it's
D-I-N-A-K-A-S-T-O-R. Great. You know, and I was going to say, when my kids were little, I got a double stroller. So I had a 1 year, well, no, like 5 months old or whatever, little guy, and then a 4 year old. And I used it for a couple of years. So, And then I also would lay on the floor with the baby and then the bigger guy too. And I would lay on the floor and I'd do basically push-ups with my arms. What do you call these? Arm raises or something.
Yeah.
We thought it was like, let's play amusement park. Wee, wee, wee. And I did that. I honestly did that till they were like 10 years old. And yeah. I tried it once when my younger one was 14. And the other day I tried it again and he goes, Mom, let me show you. And he did it to me. So I'm like, okay, I can't do it. He's 21 and much bigger than me now. But that's ways that you incorporate it that for them it's fun. So if you do have grandchildren, use them as exercise tools.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, no, that's good. You know, I will mention this one last story over here. Because when I had this long, at least 2 years until I felt, it was 2 years and a half, close to three actually, that I felt my right shoulder was good. Although I'm afraid of actually playing volleyball again because I'm afraid of injury and I cannot jeopardize exercise because I love it and I need it. I'm not going to play as volleyball as much as I will exercise, right? So I'm afraid of playing, but when I finally went to see a doctor and took some x-rays and all that, you know, I saw a chiropractor, and then I saw my orthopedic doctor, whatever. They did a bunch of x-rays and blah, 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 blah. First, and I was, I was 43 at the time. And the chiropractor looked at my, my curvature of my back, and my spine, I'm sorry. And he says, if I didn't know your age, I would think that you're in your 20s. And this is allocated to your exercise routine because exercise helps with posture. And look, I mean, I was injured, right? And I was not doing several things for a long time. But he says, this is where the discipline of actually moving, is important because I improved my posture after I became a personal trainer. My mom always, I always used to be like this, right? And I'm always kind of attentive now to the posture.
Yeah.
First, I want to do it right. Second is, doing the right for myself and also being in front of the clients is the same thing when I'm helping them online or in person. So I was super happy because years ago when I had done an x-ray of my back, wasn't like that, So has proven that, weight training because it has been more of the last several years, more allocated to weight training I've done. And then my orthopedic doctor, which I was really up and running and I was laughing. I said, this is worth the visit. I don't care about the injury because he said it was a tear and surgery was the only next thing. I said, I ain't doing any surgery. He took this x-ray. There's two assistants to it. And I says, your back is ripped. You need no physical therapy. You're good. And I said, yes, that's it. With a shoulder injured. I was happy. I said, that's all I need. I need to know is the alterations that I've done with no doctor or physical therapist involved, was good. Why? Because I'm aware of my body. And obviously I have the knowledge, to adjust. But this is important for people to know because, we're aging. I want to age the best I can, right? So I just want to share this story. So anyway, so as far as... couple of things, a couple of equipment that I really like to have at home that are, for people starting. You can have resistance bands, you can do so much with them, especially if you have like a doorknob, a stopper. You can do a full body of this. And the set of this is like $25, okay? And you get the ankle for doing legs and you get this the door so you can put all kinds of stuff from the side, from the top, all body for $25 and light because it will come like five or six, of these. You can take it anywhere, okay? And up to 150 pounds, when they're all together. This is like a, 20-pound kind of resistance band. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not the same as getting a 20-pound dumbbell, okay? It's not the same. Simply because, the stretches, right? And there's multiple ways you can do this, you can use it. But allows you to kind of get started and move on with not spending a lot of money, right? So this is a very simple tool. So look, you can get really rowdy on this and do a burst. Again, the burst is going to depend how physical you are today. I could be doing jumping jacks over here, right? And this might not do much for me for 30 seconds because my cardiovascular is good. But if you're not doing much, that is going to be a lot. And you might have to just start doing this. Okay? So really depends on the person. And if you do this fast enough, it's going to get your heart rate up and you can do this for a minute and then get tired. Right?
Yeah.
So it's simple like that. You can use this band over here. And I think I did that, I don't know which session I was demonstrating, for like 30, I did like a Tabata of just biceps. I was sweating at the end. I was like getting, it was light as it is. So you can do, right? Yeah. Very simple, yeah. Just bands, you know, so much. You know, you can stretch it over here and you can do up, you can do squats overhead, right? Look, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your body.
It is. And for people who can't do weight bearing because of a knee or an ankle or whatever, there's ways to do that lying down, right?
Yes, you can do lying down. You can get something like this. Again, if you have the dumbbells, fine. I'm just saying this is simple to get it everywhere you want.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can sit down. Right? You can do multiple things with this. So let's start with the legs, which I'm always a proponent. Always get your legs worked. This is our mobility. When we get down and up, we need those legs to be strong. Mm-hmm. If we want to continue to live happily, because the moment we stop moving, depression kicks in. Yeah. Look at the people who are older and ask them why they're still smiling, because they're still moving. Okay? That is legs. We need this. We need to do squats as much as possible. We need to use the legs, you know, lunges. And if we have knee problems, we still have to strengthen the knees, the muscles around, so we can heal the knees. Okay? So right here. You can lay down over here, right? And look, I mean, I can cross this, open this legs really wide, and stay wide like that. So now, this is not only legs, but core.
Mm.
Right here. Up. And down. And we're here. Up. 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 Right? You can keep your legs up over here and do what? Presses. Right there.
Yeah.
See? You can sit. And again, depending on the weight that you use, you can get a sweat out of this. This is 20 pounds. It's not very heavy. But if you put some 50 pounds over here, you're going to start sweating by the weight that you're lifting. You know? So you can grab this. And again, you can get your posture back over here. Work on your back. Back muscles. Shoulders back. Right? Right here. So, you know, on the wall, you can do for your lat movements over here, upper body, can step on it, grab it, and chop, right? Up.
Good.
Right here. So you get what? The arms and all your lats as well. And get part of your hips and your buttocks by that lift. So multiple movements. And why is this useful? Look, if you're going to grab something from your cabinet, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be reaching out. If something falls overhead, we got to be able to stop that, right?
Yeah.
And if something really heavy comes down, you got to be able to, for example, if you have a bar like this, right, and it's up, this might be intimidating, but imagine if you have something over your head. God forbid an accident or something. You got to be able to lift this up, right? And also down to get it from the floor. These are what is called functional movements.
Yeah.
And you can do all this without a bar. You don't have to have a bar.
But I use a broomstick, right? I undid my broom from it. I don't have to sweep the floor. I'll throw that away. I just took the stick and I just use a broomstick for a lot of these things.
Yeah, you can use this stick to actually keep mobility. I'll grab my stick over here. Hold on. This is a PVC pipe. Very cheap, right? is fantastic for the shoulder mobility. So look, you lift, and you think, oh, I cannot do that. You can. You think you can. You just start over here, and you focus on your shoulder. So this is a great way for shoulder mobility, you know. And again, we need that to reach up, reach down, different angles. We need to keep this healthy because there's not a lot of muscles in here, right? So we have to strengthen all the back over here, scapula, all these muscles around to support the shoulder, right? So, yeah, this is great right here. But what am I doing? I'm lifting. I'm lifting the shoulder, immediately engaging my abs to go over. It's called a pass-through, right? Mm-hmm. And you can easily start measuring your flexibility with things like this. Oh, how far can I get? But look at my arm. I'm not bending the arm. Maybe you can get with one bent arm and you can see, wow, what's going on over here? Again, information, right? Information says, hold on. Wow, there's something going on with my right. I cannot do that. Why is that? And why only now you're seeing this? And so I've been working out for a long time, but only now I'm seeing because you're doing something that is more functional. So I'm encouraging the folks who are walking and doing a brisk walk and running to add more to that. Even that runner, Dina Castor, the only way she achieved the performance she did is because she started doing strength training and functional training, right? The body is not only the legs, it's the whole body. Her mobility of running. A lot of runners have shoulder issues because of this, you know? They don't do much of it, but they go and run. And before I know, I mean, this is weak.
Yeah.
Because they only think that running is okay. I remember once I was in, I had a table in one event, and this woman passed by, oh, no, I run. I already exercise. And I says, oh, my God. She's totally clueless. Clueless. You know, thinking that running is the answer to everything. No, it's not the answer. You have to strengthen the body.
Yep.
Right? So, anyway, you know, so the bands are something that, you know, there's multiple things that we can do with the bands. I mean, tons of exercises, right? And then I like also, you know, for those who can't, a jump rope, that will get your heart rate real quick. Some people actually haven't jump roped in like forever. But it's great. I mean, it's a great workout. I mean, you know, you can take this anywhere you go. There you go. You know, and if you get better, you can start. So two jumps in each, right? And there's all kinds of stuff you can do. But this is a way to get your burst in. Right? Simple. If you cannot jump, then I would say don't start with that. But if you can do a slide, you know, just work on that technique slowly. You know, that can be very slow, right? It doesn't have to be fast. And you don't have to jump all the way. But if you start today with 10, that's 10. Tomorrow might be 15. And then you go, okay, 2 days in a row, 15. Let me go then to 20. And keep track of your advancements. Yeah. Because that's when you see results. You get kind of, you know, wow, I can do that, you know, instead. So.
Awesome.
Are you going to say the same?
No, I said awesome.
Yeah. So another one that I like. For people who are starting out.
Oh, yeah.
Like things like this, this bends, you know. They're simple. Great way to strengthen your legs. Especially if you have knee injuries and things like that. So you put it right here. You put it in your ankle down there. But you can just do walks. And again, they have different weights, right? So you get into this position, you start walking. It's going to burn. It's going to burn. You know. Before you know, you're like, oh, my God, this thing's burning. What are you doing? All here. All here, right? And putting some resistance over here. So it's allowing to strengthen your knees and your glutes. And that will help with what? Back, right? Because what is the back? 80% of the population at some point is going to have some back issue in the U.S. We have to continue to strengthen our glutes and our core.
Yeah.
And it's not about all the sit-ups you can do. No, no, no. Any exercise you're doing standing, when done properly, you're going to use your core. Anything. Because that's the stability of the body. And as you age, it becomes even more important because, you know, our sensors, our nervous system starts slowing down, right? So if we have a strong core, we're going to be able to catch up. So posture and the strong core is going to be able to get back on our feet, you know, or not fall. That is that. And anything we do, you know, any movement, if I'm just doing the bicep curls over here, I want you to always think, am I engaging the abs? Any exercise you're standing. Am I using the abs or no? Right here. So right here is what I'm using the most. Right in the middle. Feel right here in the middle. With a good posture. Sometimes people kind of lean back, then you know. You're using your back over here, not it, right? So you got to get into a good position, shoulders back, posture, and lift. Right to here. That's what I'm using. It doesn't matter. You can do this without any weights. You can just actually get into a good posture and fortify right here. You're going to feel right here. Okay? By just standing and just focus. Focus on lifting. Look, I'm doing this with no weights. Right? Right here. The power of the core. So when you're exercising, ask, am I using my core? When you're running, when you're walking, any movement, squatting, overhead, lateral, doesn't matter what it is you're doing. Am I using the core? If you say no, boom, adjust, because there is something wrong. That's why I'm not a big proponent of machines on the gyms, unless you're kind of getting back from an injury or the person is really old, you know, or younger individuals, right? Then yes. But other than that, if we can do it standing better, you know, or seated, you know, as much as possible in a position that I'm still able to engage. Because I can do some laying down movements that I'm still using my core. So the thing is, whatever I'm doing, if possible, laying down, can I still use my core? So here's a couple movements that I love to do. When I'm in a hurry, I don't want to think about an exercise routine. I just lay down and I get some heavy dumbbells. And I put my body right here. And it's called a dumbbell pullover right here. So right there, boom. That is where it's coming. And then my lats, right here. Okay? And bring to the front. Right here is where it's mostly engaged. Okay? It's helping me lift. Boom. Up. Boom. And then you can do chest with that. Two dumbbells, obviously. The other one's over there. But right here. So when I'm lifting, right here is when the core is engaged, right in the middle. But if I put these legs too up, I'm not going to feel my abs. If I put lay down, I'm going to feel less. So there is a spot here for you, normally about here, you know, that you're going to feel the most engagement. Right? So think about that this movements, whatever you're doing, it is to prevent, you know, prevent the falls. It is to increase your bone density. It is to increase your insulin sensitivity. It is to increase your balance, flexibility, right? Because sometimes if we do the same thing over and over, you know, and we don't actually stretch, especially if people running, right? I mean, we get stiff, get really stiff. You know, the back takes a toll over here as well on that pounding of running. Yeah. So we got to make sure that we're stretching the body over here, you know, getting some good stretch to open the hips, right? And stretch the legs, right? And simple things like that, you know, over here, you know, go to the side, see how far you can go. So you can start measuring and say, okay, this is my beginning point. Because the flexibility is going to be important. No, it is important, but it's going to become even more important as we are in the 60s and 70s and 80s, right? to get low. And today, if your leg's stiff and you can only get to here, and says, okay, that's a message. And said, how can I get lower? And you know, it's strengthening, it's actually stretching the body. And continue, because the moment I start putting some of the weights actually, you know, over here, and I keep a good posture, this is gonna actually put some pressure on my legs over here, get stronger, and before I know, I can go lower. And then you measure with that weights and see it again.
Lot to learn. We've learned so much already. I want to respect your time and everybody else's time. So we've gone over a little bit, but I want to make sure we have time for questions. And there's a couple of questions that I think are important. And one is, you mentioned jump rope. Is there something you can do to get started on jump roping when knees have been a problem? She even had to stop bike riding. Skip that.
Yeah. So I would, first of all, if the jumping over here for her, you know, she cannot do this, right?
Yeah.
So that means that her, you know, is either, you know, the impact is a little too much. So for her, she's got to start strengthening the legs, right? So one example that you can start strengthening the legs is you can put this dumbbell, I would say, a little heavier if possible. But again, her beginning is her beginning, right? You can lay down over here, and you can basically hug that dumbbell, lay down, and start doing this. Okay? So that is going to start strengthening. So anything that she can go to any level to strengthening her knees over here, because when I had the knee injury, I had knee injuries, I had calf injuries, shoulder injuries, you know, and they're not fun.
No.
They're not fun. You know, calf, I had from volleyball, shoulder from volleyball, and then calf also from training too much. I was going for a hike. I was training too much, not giving enough, you know, I was going to long hikes and exercise and do all this stuff. Then one day the calf says, no, no more, you know. And all this kind of stuff. The doctor told me, Maria, you have to get your legs really big to heal those knees. You know, really big. So, yes, you got to do start playing around. This is what can you do? This is what you can do, that's what it is you can do today. But start strengthening these muscles, right? Or using even the machines. If you have, you know, just right here, right? So because that's going to help with IT band right here on the side. And that's allowing over here, you know, on the side of your knee. Right? You can do like stretch, take a side, and boom. So again, a little bit on the quads, muscles, right? Come back to it. Eventually, you're going to see, okay, what can I do over here? Can you just start doing this, right?
One leg at a time.
Say, okay, how about some calf raises, just with a little pulse, right? Little pulse.
Yeah.
So it's got to be slowly, but you have to test the body. You have to test it.
So another question, or actually a comment and a request, was, Maria, you should make a series of DVDs for at-home weight training, especially for older people or who are out of shape.
Yeah, well, thanks for the suggestion. I will say I'm going to start, which I would like to offer you guys, an 8-week bone health program. And this is going to be my pilot. It's going to be 8 weeks, twice a week, and it's going to be from home. So you're going to have the Zoom, just like we're doing over here. And so this session is going to be 1 hour sessions, and it's going to include, you know, 10 to 15 minutes kind of educational piece about bone health from the nutrition, other lifestyle areas, and then a workout. And the workout is going to include, you know, some part of the flexibility, stretching, then a workout, all the stuff that you can do from home. But we're going to be in a group, and it's going to be fun as well, but you're going to see yourself challenged. You're going to have the accountability of the group. I'm going to get people to form accountability within the group. We're going to have a Facebook group as well for those who have that. That would be nice to join and keep the conversation going and helping each other to improve. I will probably ask, to buy some of like the bands and a couple other, exercise equipment, but no more than $50 probably of investment. But these are stuff that you can use anywhere. But they are going to be focused on, the program is going to be focused again on strength, right? With light cardio. And again, everything can be modified, because if you cannot jump in jack, you can do something else to get your heart rate a little elevated. I cannot do an individual one-on-one session, obviously. Sometimes, depending where you are, you can start, you know, working with me, maybe get a few sessions so you get ready for that and know what to do from home. And if you want to join the group program, then you can do that. But I will do the movements with you, you know, from a warm-up to the workout, demonstrating, and then kind of, you know, a cool-down together. Awesome. And, yeah. So I'm excited about doing this.
I'm excited too, because I've been asking you to do this for how long?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, a while. Yeah. So I'm glad she's finally doing it, and she's amazing. So 8 weeks, twice a week. And what would the investment for that be?
The investment is $297, but giving a discount for your group to be my pilot. And that would involve providing some candid feedback. You know, joining, being present, and doing your best. That's all I ask. And by the way, there's no such thing as perfect on anything in life.
No.
It's just showing up to do the best you can, but also being in a curious mind of, okay, how can I challenge myself today in a safe way, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is targeted to women. Not obviously, but it is targeted to women. Only, I'm not going to have guys in this group quite yet, and I'm looking for feedback to keep this program to be kind of continuous going forward, you know, every 8 weeks. So, yeah, you're going to have a $100 discount, so it's going to be $197. And for 16 sessions of 1 hour, which is a pretty good price.
Yeah, I would say.
Yes, it's a given here, because, you know, most of the yoga classes or something like that, you drop in for at least $20 and you just show up and you leave. There is no education, no accountability, no nothing. So I'm doing this because, you know, I think that women need to get out of their comfort zone. They need to feel, I want them to feel comfortable with weight training.
Yeah.
It's a must. It's a must.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Lynn put the links into the chat so you can look there. I think there's one was full pay and the other was a payment plan. But they want to know, will they be recorded? So if you can't make them all live, they can watch them. Yes.
That is correct. And if you sign up today or listen to the end of the night, you're going to get the recordings of all the sessions. So that is an extra bonus for you to get started. Yes.
And then Jahanavi, I can never say your name. I'm so sorry. What are the days and times she wants to come live?
Come live is going to be Tuesdays and Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern time.
So
and the reason I'm doing this in the morning is because it's the best time for us to get our movement in, especially from a hormonal perspective. Later in the night, the worse it is, I know, especially on the age bracket.
Great.
That we're talking about.
Great. So if they can only make the Saturday, then they can get the recordings of the Tuesday, but commit to finding a time to do it. Yes.
Right, right. And that is where I want to pair people up on accountability bodies, so they have like a system that they can help each other, plus the Facebook. And I'm planning to have, you know, a couple at least of experts in to give some more information, you know, and to support, you know, the group beyond myself.
Awesome. And is it Eastern time or Central time?
Then Eastern. 9 a.m. Eastern, yes.
Okay, so if you're on the West Coast, it's easy if you work because it's 6 a.m. Hard if you don't like to get up, but it's 6 a.m. And then Central time, it would be 8.
If we have a lot of people that are from the, you know, the West Coast, I can change to 10 o'clock or a little later, you know. But I think it seems like the majority of the people are, you know, Central and East. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pilot. So, you know, and I'm going to have only this class for now. For at least the first 4 weeks or so, depending, you know, see how modifications I'll get from the feedback, how you guys are feeling. And obviously, you know, this program is to help you all to feel more confident and comfortable with it. And there is different ways. You can work with me one-on-one. You know, we can do this with couples. You know, I'm actually so proud of one of my clients. She's actually here in Atlanta, and she still does online. I went to her house only once. And she's like, oh, maybe you come to my house once a month. She's like, yeah, I don't need to. I mean, we do it all online. She went on vacation for a whole week with her other couple friends to the beach. And she engaged the other lady. And four times during the week, we work out together. And I says, isn't that great?
Awesome.
So here we are, you know, three of us working out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday last week. And now they want to continue. They're, you know, went back to their
group. Yeah.
Continue as a duet for accountability. Because she's working with me once a week. She was doing twice. And she's like, oh, I'm, you know, not doing as good on my own. And so anyway, it's a lower cost when you're doing group, you know.
Yeah. What day does it start?
So it's going to start in August 20th. So about a month from now.
Okay. August 20th. So in the meantime, you mentioned, you know, if anybody really does want to get started and work some private sessions like I do with Maria, where, you know, do two or three sessions where she can help you to get started and get tailored, like if you have specific injuries, how do they do that? Is there a way?
Yeah, I think I put a link to the offer, what I call a taster. It's a three session that is discounted. It's $99 and you can do once a week. So that it will get you, you know, to the next level, whatever next level is for you. Some people are starting from nothing. Some others are doing already something and they want to get to the next level. So yeah, it doesn't matter how you want to use your sessions. I will tailor to that. Obviously, you know, three sessions are three sessions, right? I mean, there is so much we can cover on those, but we'll always do the best to see, okay, what we want out of these three sessions.
Absolutely.
And that session is starting to that.
I think that's awesome. And Linda Lou, can you tell us what equipment we'll need just to have ready in advance?
Yes, I will. I'll send all that out. I'll probably start the Facebook group, way in advance or prior to that. So we get us engaged and getting moving and things like that. And I do post most of my workouts on my Instagram and my Facebook page. Sometimes you might say, oh, I can't do that. But I guess look at those as an incentive to move your fanny, I call it, you know. So pick something, even if it is, because sometimes I only have 10 minutes and I do something. It's 10 minutes. If it is 20 minutes, 20 minutes. Yeah. It doesn't matter. What it matters is to build the discipline, right? To build the discipline that I'm doing something. And that is the important piece of exercise. People go sometimes, oh, I'm going to do twice a week or three times a week. And I say, no, you know, even if you do 5 minutes every day, it's better than this two or three times a week.
Of longer,
and
yeah.
You build your mind to that, you know, level.
There's a book like that. There's a book about that. I got to find the name of it. It's like the one minute something. And he says, whatever you're trying to do, commit to do it for 1 minute a day.
Yeah.
That's it. Or to do one rep a day.
Yeah.
And he said, once he got in that mode, then you can go more. But it builds the muscle of the habit of doing it, right?
That's
so
correct.
It's really important to psych our minds, too.
It is a mind game. It is a mind game.
So Kathleen wants to know, will they get any feedback on what they're doing right or wrong, or only to watch and emulate?
During the session, you're going to get a watch and emulate, but we're going to have some time, you know. I will probably be looking at some of these recordings to see what I can provide some feedback. But you can also, I mean, that's the importance of it kind of, you know, continue to do while, you know. I'll have videos of stuff, you know, of movements and stuff. You look at those movements and you kind of compare yourself to those movements.
Yeah.
So the videos will help kind of to guide you throughout the way.
Great.
If that makes sense.
Sounds like a lot of interest. So go ahead. There are three links that Lynn put in the chat. The first one was for the 8-week program, full pay, $197. The second one was if you wanted to do it in installments, and it was a little higher, but I don't remember what they were, three installments or something?
No, two installments. Yeah.
Two installments. Okay. So yeah, so you can do two installments. And then the third link she put in was for her private, if you want to do a private set of sessions too. So there's no reason you can't do both.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd recommend that you get the private stuff going and then, you know, move into the class. That way you'll have some ideas of what your limitations are and Maria can help you with that. And I highly recommend it. I do it at least once a week. I try to do twice. My goal is to get to three, but we'll get there someday.
Yeah, but most of the time when you're in town, we do twice a week.
Yeah, so. Most of the time we do twice.
And it really unless you're out of town. And for the most part, I think I want to say probably. Yeah, when you're in town, we always, rarely we don't do, unless you went work too late and you are like exhausted. And it's like, I can't do it, Maria. I need my sleep. Yeah, go sleep.
Yes, that has only happened a few times, but it has happened.
Yes, it has happened.
It has happened. And it's really teaching us to tune into the body because sleep is as important for insulin resistance as well. And you said the same thing yourself. You said you woke up yesterday and was like, oh, no. I'm not exercising now. I'm going back to sleep because
going
we have
back
to
sleep.
In. And not push the body beyond, because it's the pushing the body beyond that becomes a stressor that then raises your glucose and decreases your sensitivity.
Yeah. It gets to a point once you build that discipline and you know your body well, you know, you will get that kind of feeling. You know what? If I do this, will I stress myself more than the benefit, right? Will I bring more damage than not?
Exactly.
And I think it's important for us to stay tuned. But I hear, this is so common, right? Oh, they got all kinds of excuses because I make all kinds of excuses too. Sometimes I look at this and I'm like, ain't doing that. Well, I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. Look, it happens to all of us. But that's the beauty of it. When you know that you can do it, then you say, no, you lazy bum, lazy brain, you know, not going to win today. And you do it. You feel great. And you know you can do it. And that builds resilience, not only in the exercise, but period, in life.
In life.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Exercise is really the free pill, the best free pill yet. You know,
if you were to do a Medline, Google search, whatever, and you would look up the benefits of exercise, it's cheaper than and more effective than antidepressants for mild depression. It works better than any kind of drugs because none have been found to work for Alzheimer's memory. Right. It works better for cardiovascular health, you know, than any whatever Lipitor thing they're going to give you. So it's cheap. It's free, pretty much. You know, maybe you spend a little bit in equipment and you don't even have to have the equipment, but it's nice to have those bands especially. Real convenient, and I love it.
I will say this one thing though. You know, because of the world that we're living today, people like myself and you, to a certain degree, and many others in this call who are coaches or trainers or whatever, a lot of times they're being hired. It's not so much because they don't know or have no clue what to do, but it's really the inspiration, the motivation, the accountability, the peace of mind that they don't have to plan a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, because let me tell you, for how many years, right, I had personal trainers before I became a trainer. And then for many years after that, I was in CrossFit gyms.
Yeah.
And then I had my gym already, and I says, why am I spending $175 in these gyms with my gym that is a CrossFit gym? It took me 3 months. I'm not going to say anything else, but it took me from October to December to get my head back into the game because I was used to the company. I was used to going a place. Yeah. I had to shift my mind so much. And saying, what are my sources of accountability? Because I'm not going to pay for a gym anymore.
Yeah.
So I use just a picture of my work, of me, my workout written in the back. I put it out there. And I feel like responsible for putting this thing. You know, I said, that's what it is. Or sometimes I invite people to do certain things with me. Right? So we have to find our accountability source.
Right.
You know, but in exercise, if we feel like we're not confident on what to do or afraid of the injury, so get somebody to get you started. And once in a while, go back to that person or somebody else to keep challenging you. Because the body needs to be challenged, all the muscles, not in one direction, but multiple directions.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm a good example of that because I know how to exercise and I have all the equipment and I have, you know, I've been working with you and trainer before and, you know, on and on. But when I just say, oh, I'm not going to spend the money, I'm not going to have my personal training sessions, I don't do it as often. I'll go, oh, yeah, would I get up and get at 9 o'clock every Monday morning, work out? I'd have some reason why I wasn't going to do it. Running is different for me. Running is just, I like to do it by myself. It's my, and that's easy. I don't need any extra accountability for that. But then the weights, then it always, the game that my mind plays is, oh, I ran today. I don't need to do weights.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's different. I'm using legs versus the whole body. So right. I appreciate it. And I'll keep doing it. Liz says, I love Maria. Send Rita Marie's enthusiasm for exercise. I feel the same. Super. All right. So I think we've been at it. Any other questions? I'll just look in this Q&A thing. I think there's a Q&A thing too.
You know, I have examples of bursts and other movements in my YouTube page. And if you connect with me, if you can see my YouTube page on, if you go to my website, bfabu.com, then you can link it. Then I have like bursts and I have other movements in there. So you can do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there is a lot of stuff on YouTube, but if you want to, because we know each other a little bit now, if you want to start with me, fine. I'm not one of those, you know, I don't know how to call it, but those people that are always on YouTube and doing this and that. No, I'm not that person. I like to get cozy, you know, with folks. And I'm not here also to be this maniac, muscle builder, whatever, because that's not realistic to the population, and it's not realistic to my lifestyle either. I would have to put a lot more hours, you know, into that. And I have a lot of other things, a lot of interests that I have. Yeah. So, it's a thing about, okay, how do I protect my body? How do I age beautifully? How do I use, you know, the movement to kind of keep mobile and enhance and continue my cognitive health? While I feel good,
right?
I feel good.
Looking good.
I look in the mirror and it says, "Yes, I got my muscles. I got this." Yeah, there are times, you know, that I have more muscles than other times because depend on the sleep and several other things that goes on. Reality is there's not one perfect way. So I want you to say, I want you to think about it, it's like, is take that imperfect action, but that imperfect action is to build that discipline. Like we said, if it is 5 minutes a day or 1 minute, whatever that is, do it. And if you don't feel confident you can, like I didn't for many, many years, you know, get somebody to help you get there.
Yeah.
And then you're going to feel great. You're going to feel good about yourself, about where you're going, you know, confident. And as women, I think there's a lot of women walked out there, I mean, not confident because it's just a brain. We let everything else come in and we're not exercising that brain. And exercise helps with that, you know. So that's my message, you know, get your foot, it's not only in front of the other, but really in every direction. So are the arms, is a functional body movement.
Awesome. So we'll get this recording. If you came in late or you had to, well, if you had to leave early, you won't still be here to hear it. But yeah, if you came in late and you want to hear the beginning, we'll get this posted. It'll probably take my team, you know, a day or two to download it and put it on a page. But we'll send out an email. We'll send out an email with Maria's special information in case you know, can't find it. Because sometimes when people come in a little late on the Zoom, it doesn't show up. So maybe Lynn can just put the links back in there one more time. And we'll post the chat with it. So
yeah, and I also would like to say this, because of this pilot that I'm doing, if you have a friend that you would like to invite that is not in the program, you're welcome to extend that.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yes, so because I really want to have a good, you know, a good group of people in, and I'm not sure how many people are going to listen. I'm really offering to your team first, you know. Yeah. So if you have a friend that you would like to invite, you know, share the code, and let's move forward. And then you have somebody else, you know, next to you that you know.
And there was a code. Wait a minute. So they go there and then they have to put in the code.
Yeah. So pilot. The promo code is pilot.
The code is pilot. So make sure if you share that, like you have a best friend, a partner, whatever, just share that link with them and give them the code pilot and they can join in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yay.
All right.
All right. Linda Lou says thank you. Catherine says thank you. Yay. I'm glad this has been helpful. A lot of thank yous, Catherine. And
well, you guys are welcome. Go move your fanny and be happy. Smile some more and just stay always in tune with your body because it's telling you a lot.
It tells you a lot. Thank you so much, Maria. This has been awesome. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And we will see you soon. There's another sweet spot call, a couple more this week. We have some other specials this week on tapping on Thursday.
Yeah, look at your call reminder emails for documents that you can print out and have
ready. And then on Thursday is our recap. So we're going to see where you're at with the different parts of the program, and we'll rate your fitness at that point. So I highly recommend that you join in. I'm so glad that you're doing this, Maria, because I've been asking her for a long time, because a lot of people ask me all the time, what do I do? What do I do for bone health? And I'm not a fitness specialist. I do it for myself, but it's not my zone of genius like it is for Maria.
Zone of genius. Yeah, I love that book too.
Thank
and
you.
And Linda Lou said she signed up already. So,
oh, good.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, bring a friend. Bring a friend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be in touch. Bye bye. Bye bye.